We talk about it. Let's do it. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. We talk about it. Let's do it. Now, today, we're going to have three opinions. How can we be in a conversation and not ask people questions about themselves? What sort of a relationship could we have? What sort of discussion could we have? What sort of a sharing could we have? Why would we be together? What would we do? What would we say when we're in a group or with another person if we're not supposed to ask them questions? We'll start out with Ellen. Ellen, what would you say if you're in a group and you're not supposed to ask questions? And what would you say to them?
Oh, God. I'm, of course, talking of myself, but I'm talking of myself and saying, well, let's say I'm sitting here at the table with a group of people and I'm saying, gosh, this is a meal I've dreamt of. This is so delicious, and it's just exactly what I was thinking this morning when I got up. I'm so delighted to eat this special broccoli soup, which I rarely find at home, or I have found in a restaurant. So to eat that this evening here, this so deliciously made broccoli soup, that's a delight, and these potatoes, gosh, also they're just so specially cooked, and I give my delight about this special meal, and automatically it brings a conversation.
Do you think others would find it interesting talking to you as you talk like that?
Yes, because they get to know me. They get to, because I'm expressing my enthusiasm. I express my how I create my world, because I'm saying, well, I was thinking this morning this, and now here I have it. So it explains actually how I live my life based to a principle.
All right, Sylvia, what comment do you have to make about when you're in a group, whether you should ask questions or whether you should just share who you are and what you are and the wonders of your life? What do you say?
I say that I start from myself, because I am number one, and my world is a reflection of who I am. And if I set the tone, if I set the vibration, then I've set the cause in motion into the right direction, and everything just falls into place. Whatever we came together for, whatever is the subject of our coming together, is it a meal, or is it a think tank, or is it an election, or whatever, it's all in divine order. Because that's what I have put in motion from my inner self, and what the outer is can only reflect that. And we're having beautiful conversation, because it's all a conversation from myself to myself.
All right, Ingeborg, what do you have to contribute to this idea of you're number one, and you're the one that is the only one that's important, and in a conversation, rather than asking questions, you talk about yourself. Now, what would you talk about yourself?
Myself? I like me. And I have a... I like me. And this morning, as I woke up, I looked out of the window. I looked out of the window, and it was dark. But here in California, it is a miracle of nature in the morning it is dark, and then when the clouds pass on their way, the sun comes through and the sky is blue again. This is a miracle of nature, and I enjoy it because I am it. I am everything. I am all.
I think you want to end it there. Okay, here we go. Now, do you think any of you could practice what we teach here at the University of Healing? First person present tense positive. First person present tense positive. First person present tense positive. When you talk with a group of people, or if you talk to yourself, or you talk to an individual, you talk about the first person present tense positive. You talk about you in the present tense and positive, something lovely that's going on. Your conversation is not about something, your conversation is you. Your conversation is you being you. Now, this is an ideal, and we mentioned it in our talk yesterday. This is an ideal. This is not an easy thing to do. It is not a hard thing to do. It's just something that we begin to practice by beginning to practice. Now, when are we going to begin practicing it? It is done unto you according to your belief. Now, what is your belief? What is your belief? What sort of things do you really believe? What sort of things do you really think are important for you in your life? What sort of, why are you interesting? Are you interesting to yourself? If you're not interesting to yourself, then you're not going to be interesting to others. And so if you're going around asking questions about others, let them talk about themselves. That's what their purpose is. Your purpose is to talk about yourself. Now, as you spoke about James, and you said how he's one of our students, and how he was telling of an incident where his son injured himself, and he drove his son to the hospital. And on the way to the hospital, something within him said, stop, go into the woods with your son and bless him and tell him what to do so that he will be whole and perfect. And then he took his son into the woods and he said to his son, you're whole and perfect. And then his son was whole and perfect. The injury was completely gone. All was completely there as though it had never happened. Now, he didn't have to go to the hospital because it was all taken care of. Now, he's talking about what he did. Now, he's not talking about what his son did. Now, my son was frightened. My son was this. My son fell down. My son was injured. My son was bleeding. My son was... I took him into the woods, and I spoke my word, and I did... Now, he's first person present tense positive, isn't he? He's talking about himself. Now, is that so terrible? Is that so vain and so ugly? No, it's ugly when you only want to praise yourself. Now, if you're praising yourself or you're looking for other people to say you're a good person, he did this with his son, and it's an incident he did, and he's happy he did it, and he's relating that he did it. That's all. He's not saying, worship me now, I'm a great healer. Praise me, honor me, because I have listened to the divine within. Would that we all would listen to the divine within more often, you know? Now, can you begin to live your life in the first person present tense positive? Can you begin to write your papers in the first person present tense positive? Can you begin to talk in the first person present tense positive? Can you begin to act toward everything as though you are number
one?
At least one of you got it. That you're number one. Are you number one?
Yes. Yes, I am number one.
Well, you're a little late there, you know. I mean, you know. Let's get with it. So, are you number one?
Yes.
Thank you. Rex, are you number one? Oh, yes. Okay. Little Love, you number one? He sure thinks he is, doesn't he?
Yes.
Boy, he sure does. He wants everything for himself. He wants everything, and he comes to get petted by you because he wants to feel good in being petted. He doesn't care whether you feel good or not. He's happy that that happens to come along with it, but and he knows it. You feel good in petting him, so therefore you pet him. And he knows that if he stays long enough and lets you pet, you know, that you'll feel real good about it. But he feels good himself. That's what he's doing it for. He's doing it for himself.
Now, you say, well, everybody does. Children come up to their parents to be loved. Children come up to their parents to be held, to be told that they're wonderful, to be told that they're good and they're glorious. They don't come up to their parents to be told that they're not good, not glorious, and not loved, and stuff like that. And the parent is doing this because the parent is being themselves and having fun. The parent is loving their child, telling their child what a good child it is that this parent has created in their world, you know. But this parent, it's all its world, all number one. Now, we have a vanity thing about that. We feel that is wrong to do that, but it's not. It's done unto us according to our belief. And what do you believe about yourself? Really, what do you believe about yourself? Do you think it's more interesting to know what other people are doing? Or is it more interesting to know what you're doing? You know? Is it more interesting to know where other people live and what other people do and where other people are and what sort of houses they have and what sort of children they have and what sort of families they have? You just be yourself and talk about yourself and talk about your world. Oh, I'm so interested in you because you're a super person. I only create super people in my world. You know, and I sure did a good job in creating you. And then the person will talk about themselves and talk about themselves. You'll learn all these things, but you don't pay attention. You only talk about yourself. You only talk. And you only talk how you respond to other people. Now, I know this is contrary to what society teaches and what humanity thinks in general, but it's not really unusual. Everybody in the world is interested in themselves. When they die, their world ceases. That is, our world in their life ceases. They go on to other dimensions and other fantastic experiences. But hey, you know, where are you? Where are you? Can you get yourself out of, that's getting your nose out of other people's business? Whenever you have your nose in other people's business, what happens? Something comes along to bite it off. And then you have a very short nose. Think about it. We're watching Bewitched right now. We're watching the beginning series over again. And in the beginning series, Darren was much more approving of his wife doing things than later on. In the beginning, he's much more approving of having her do little things and you know, not to do a lot, but just to do little things like open the garage door and other things, you know. But later on, they made him a different person. They made him a judgmental person. We can't do this because society doesn't approve of it. Well, don't tell society. Society doesn't need to know that. He doesn't need to know that your wife is a witch and that she can do these wonderful things. You know. Society doesn't need to know that. All society needs to know is that your wife's a super lady. And she's a super lady because you are a superman. And you created this super lady in your world. And everything she does is right. And did you notice every time he said the truth about her, everybody says, ah, you know, and it was over. My wife's a witch. Yeah, sure, okay. So the discussion was over.
Yes.
And she, in life, if you just tell the truth, you may get stuck once in a while because you don't believe what you're doing. But if you believe what you're doing, you'll find that the world is wonderful. The world really is wonderful because you created it. And the world gets even more wonderful when you realize that you created it and when you keep on creating it in a beautiful, positive, dynamic way. Now, did you think it was going to be so difficult in just talking about yourself with your friends? That's all you really do anyhow. I want to know how you are. I want to know what you think. I want to know what you feel. I want to... You're just being yourself. You just want to know. And rather... Instead of wanting to know about them, say, wow, I feel so good, and I know you feel good too. You know? I feel so wonderful, and I know your world is wonderful too. I'm so successful, and I only surround myself with successful people. That's why you're in my world. You're so successful. And the other person may not realize that they're so successful. They may walk away from you and think, she thinks I'm successful. Well, I did do something successfully, you know, but you're not doing it for that purpose. You're doing it because you are being yourself and having fun. And that's what life is all about. Now, that's what the message is. And you jump on my back because you hear these things and you say, how can we talk just about ourselves? Well, it's easy. That's what you do right now. Oh, my clowns, my wonderful clowns. Have a wonderful day. No, I love you. I love you. I love you.